According to UDOT project manager John Montoya, they've advanced a portion of funding from next year's I-80 truck lane and wildlife improvements projects in order to begin wildlife fence installation early. The fencing work started August 17th, and he says crews will work Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., to install as much fencing as possible this summer. This project will mirror a mile-long stretch of fencing running on the eastbound side of I-80 and will include an additional 1,400 feet, which will be added to both sides of the interstate. UDOT plans to install a climbing lane westbound on I-80 between Jeremy Ranch and the Summit. That project is scheduled for 2018. The federal government has noise abatement guidelines, which UDOT is working to reconcile.
As part of that project, we have done a noise analysis or a noise study that studies existing noise and then projects future noise as well. And as a result of that study and based on our UDOT policy, we've come back with a recommendation to analyze further a wall of about 3,200 linear feet from Jeremy Ranch area past the golf course and kind of proceeding till the hill starts to climb there for about 3,200 feet, linear feet.
Montoya says people are polarized on the issue of installing the wall, so they're looking at alternatives.
As part of that project, we have done a noise analysis or a noise study that studies existing noise and then projects future noise as well. And as a result of that study, and based on our UDOT policy, we've come back with a recommendation to analyze further a wall of about 3,200 linear feet from Jeremy Ranch area past the golf course and kind of proceeding till the hill starts to climb there for about 3,200 feet, linear feet.
Engineers are working now to address the feasibility of the various options, and it will go to a ballot whereby property owners will vote yes or no on the project.
The properties closest to the wall, there's about 22 plus the golf course, would get two votes, so about 24 voting people in that process.
Montoya is not concerned about criticisms leveled by residents of Pinebrook that they would get reflective noise from a wall.
Our noise experts tell us that there really is very little noise would be reflected and make it over to the other side of I-80.
Ballots will go out to property owners once the engineers have worked out a final design. First, UDOT will need a 75% response rate from the 24 affected property owners. Then 75% of those responding will have to vote in favor of the wall in order for UDOT to proceed. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.